All right, so episode 15, we're going to talk about where is cryptocurrency going? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing? I know what from my sources that I've been hearing about is that we're seeing a lot of expos being developed to try to push the momentum. And I feel like cryptos, blockchain, all gonna be the future, right? And I can't stress that enough because we all know on this podcast, we hate the banks as much as possible. Having them being the complete middleman for everything that we want to do, if it comes to getting a house, getting a car, your credit, leasing, whatever, all that. So, with blockchain, having all that information all right there, digital, preparing yourself for the digital era, which is very crucial. I feel like we will have probably less identity crisis happening to people losing their identity. Everything will be quicker. We won't be dealing with like a middleman source and getting straight to the point. If you want to move funds, we want to get update like on our passport, etc. So like I really feel like the year of 2020 is going to be very crucial. It's going to be like the very start. I know we've been having all that crypto talk for the past few years and they're like talking about the future of blockchain, but I really feel like next year is going to be very, very crucial. Not only with the fact that we're dealing with Donald Trump's reelection, and sadly, I can't believe I'm saying this, but Donald Trump wants to put more money to the American people's pockets, and having him reelected and compared to the other candidates that's running up because they're very questionable. I just don't feel like they're in for their American people, just playing the whole politics side. So, what is your opinion on where you think cryptocurrency and blockchain is heading to?
So I think this is a good topic for us to talk about because I can speak about it from an older perspective, where you can speak about it from a younger perspective as well. So it's going to be like that Stephen A. Skip Bayless or Stephen A. type Max Kellerman type conversation, right? So I don't know. I see pros and cons on all of it, right? There's no tracking with it, so there's really no protection when it comes to the cryptocurrencies, right? Once something happens, right? Where with the banks, if something happens to your money and there's any form of hacking or just fraudulent activity happening, you're FDIC insured, right? So, but I think the banks overall have too much power, like we're talking about, where you need it with, you need a bank, to back you with a house. You need to have a bank account for this. You need to have a bank account for that, right? So it's almost like you can't live without these big banks, but yet the funny thing is these big banks cannot live without us. They have to have our money with it within it. So if everybody pulled out their money and started going crypto, then we're gonna see the fall of big banks completely, which would be interesting to me because the JP Morgan name stands firm within the financial industry and has for hundreds of years. So what's gonna end up happening with that? Sometimes every king needs to fall. So what ends up happening when, Bitcoin or Ripple or any of these other guys competing with each other, they end up taking off. Who knows? But I do see, like I said, pros and cons for both of it. I see pros for crypto by accepting it for, let's say, merchants, because I working in the merchant industry, I hate when a merchant gets a chargeback because I can literally look at a case that a merchant has as chargeback and I can say, hey, this is a fraudulent claim. But because the buyer, the customer's bank gets to decide that, the merchant's at a loss. So I've always said to any merchant I've ever spoke with that I hate chargebacks for them just as much as they do because it affects their business. And if it affects their business, it's affecting my portfolio, right? So I do believe that there needs to be certain things like Regulation Z needs to be addressed. I think, it was Regulation Z was the Truth in Lending Act of 1964. So that was written in 1964. Things have changed. There's a lot more fraud these days, right?
A lot.
So I think times need to be adjusted. Things need to be they need to grow with the economy. They need to grow with the way that fraud happens, the way that people are growing money overall. So on the pros and cons of that, positive or negative. But everything is just at a standstill when it comes to the banks. And really all they're doing, like we've always said, they take our money and trade it and make more money. So there's a con with it.
Yeah.
So it's like, really, what type of, you know, like what are we going to end up doing here when crypto does take over? I think we're going to be at a loss where it's going to be, oh my gosh, we're in a new era. We're in a new age.
Yeah, I just feel like it's going to be kind of like a great reset button for the people that, you know, if they didn't have like, you know, that perfect credit score, you know, is going to really reset like our nation as our economy, just to feel like they could actually relive a better life and actually believe in themselves that this is like a land of opportunities. And I feel like it's also going to give like kind of like a better way, because like we all know that, you know, when we're participating, you know, in a forex market and they're using our capital, and where a lot of people, if you guys are new when it comes to trading, what they're doing is that they're taking advantage of your checkings and savings and participating in the market because they need the consumer's funding, rather than not saying like the banks don't have their own capital that they want to play with, but it's more better to risk it on the consumers because it will bring in more customers if they show their stability is very high, you know, they have a good track record, ensuring that they could get a good return in your investment if you invest within the bank itself. Mm-hmm. But if you having your money and you're just letting it sit there, they're taking your money. They're like, thank you for signing our agreements, blah, 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 participate in the market, and they make way more money doing so. Mm-hmm. And then that we only get that 2-3% interest, you know, you'd be like, oh, damn.
If that,
like, yeah, I get like $2 or $3 added into my account. And some annually. People, annually. And people get all so excited for it. It's like, that is not good at all. You know, like with the big sums of money that you have, they're collecting at least like 98% of it. And they're keeping it. And they're like, yeah, thank you for using our service. And I feel like when we have blockchain, yeah, you know, just like how where we have a lot of, you know, the crypto wallets, you know, and using their platform to actually fund like or transfer money, you know, and they take in just a small percentage. I'd rather accept that small percentage rather than having the banks just have full access of my funds and making money out of it, and I'm not getting no pay cut.
Right.
You know, so eliminating all that, giving the economy a fresh start, you know, with everyone having issues with, you know, having a whole mortgage, people have the capital, they have the cash, they could turn it in, deposit as, you know, as cryptos, and then get, and everything would be a done deal.
Right.
And there's no like, oh, this, that, you know, long term, it's either you have or you don't, and just keep it moving forward. So
you think when it comes to, let's say, holding debt,
yeah,
whether it's a car payment or whether it's a mortgage, anything like that, do you feel that those mortgage companies are going to turn around and then hold that debt within Bitcoin or within cryptocurrency at all?
Yeah, they would have to.
So that's where I would pose the question is, do you think that that would be a lot more risky on their side? Because there's nothing as far as any, that's where I'm talking about the protection. Mm-hmm. There's protection on the bank side. They're always going to look at themselves first. But when you have crypto that's not one side or the other, what happens when someone defaults or anything like that? They're holding the debt, but who's going to pay on it? You know, like there's nothing to back it. There's nothing that's really out there. Like it's just free floating currency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what concerns me because that's where my age kind of comes into play, where I always want to be secure feeling in my decisions, right? Where risks might be a little less from my age up, where my age down or, you know, below me are going to be willing to take more risks.
Yeah.
So that's where it's like crypto, where I'm like, ooh, wait a minute. Where's the risks that are going to happen here? Mm-hmm. Like, that's what concerns me overall. I would like to see a new change, but is this the answer? Is there a way to come into an in-between where we can have less control from the banks, but more regulated currency through cryptos?
Yeah.
right? I think that's I would say be perfect like scenario. The
banks would have to readjust everything. Mm-hmm. Because if they want to fit in and they want to stay in business, they have to fit into what the consumers are heading into, where our generation is heading into. So they're going to have to restructure just like how they can have it, have people feel secure about getting into crypto and knowing that, you know, there's really like no kind of like track record, but knowing that it could be tracked when they just like, if they want to purchase something that like, all right, this has been made, this and that, you can't fold on this, whatever. This is what the percentage that you owe. And I feel like the banks could actually make more money doing it that way. And knowing that people will feel secure, mm-hmm. and be like, all right, you know, this is something that I couldn't meet up. You know, the bank is going to have to take, you know, possessions, whatever that you currently bought. And then keep moving it forward that way, or they just find a different way to make it more reasonable for everyone.
Where do you think interest rates then go when it comes to crypto? Do you think that there would have to be different regulated interest rates?
Yeah, I think so. Like, if it's like in a lower percentage wise, then yeah. But that is really interesting to have interest rates with crypto. Because that's where they're gonna really be making their great percentages wise anyway. So
of course, and that's where I was getting is if the banks have to get into the crypto world, then they have to start then looking.
They're gonna have to devalue the of like the U.S. dollar and transition into crypto.
Oh yeah, the value for the dollar is gonna hit rock bottom if that's the case, because everybody's gonna go crypto.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just, I don't know. I tend to welcome the change,
mm-hmm.
but there are concerns that I want to see, like, as far as any regulations happen or what the plan is, because right now there's literally nothing.
Yeah. It's just moving money from left to right. And then there's no track record, you right. know? So like right now for people could be taking full advantage on using crypto and having multiple transactions, but you know, like you don't need to show any proof for that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's, I wonder if that's why it's taking so long for it to actually become extremely relevant. It's relevant now.
Mm-hmm.
People use Bitcoin. People use Litecoin. They use Ripple, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but different coins are all developing every other day. Seeing how everything, I'm really curious to see what the government comes up with, especially with the interest rates, you know, for people that want to offer even loans, mm-hmm. when it comes to with cryptos, like, you know, leasing, you know, how does it even play a role of like improving your credit wise as well too?
Right.
Like, since if we're going to have the U.S. dollar being so devalued.
Right. What happens to credit cards?
Yeah. So cool. I feel like,
hey, I'm cool. Eliminate all my credit card debt. Yeah, let's go Bitcoin.
Know,
I'm good.
You know, if we all could be, if we all could go bankrupt and have a fresh start, then, you know.
I remember when Capital One sent me an email and said, make a payment. Sorry, Capital One. I'm with Bitcoin now. You know, so.
Oh,
I don't know. It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting. I would like to see how that gets addressed before it becomes huge. I would like it to become addressed before it becomes bigger.
Yeah.
Only because there's so many questions in the air. I have question marks all over the place.
Yeah. It's a very interesting subject to touch base on, just because it's very appealing. It kind of really like sells itself just to get people interested,
mm-hmm.
you know, getting into crypto. So like it's just a lot of different possibilities how this could actually go, and I feel like there could be more of a higher success rate with people, you know, having cryptos and using cryptos as, you know, as a daily source of income, you know, spending wise, investing wise. So it should be very appealing just to see how everything could come together.
I would tend to think, if I had to, you know, put my thumbprint on it right now, that the U.S. dollar will never be replaced.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be another form of currency that banks are going to have to get into.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have your U.S. dollar, of course, or you can use your Bitcoin or, you know, your crypto that you decide to use, whichever mm-hmm. one is supported by your bank. And they get their hand in that cookie jar.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, I treat it like, I mean, I'm thinking about it in the sense of a paper dollar where you can have, you know, a $1 bill, $100 bill, whatever, but then you can have pennies and you can have actual, like, metal currency, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just going to be a third one. Mm-hmm. So I wonder if that's going to be something along the lines. Yeah. Maybe that's an opportunity.
It might save, like, with all the printing of the dollar,
mm-hmm.
if we could have... You know, if we're looking at environment-wise, like, if we could have everything all digital, then I don't think anyone would complain about doing that.
Right.
Well,
I kind of slowly see that right now anyway, because if you open up my wallet, I never have cash.
Yeah. I never carry cash either.
Like, I Zelle.
I hate it with a full passion, because yeah. if you lose cash, you know, you either... You lost it or you blessed someone's day, right?
Exactly.
And they pick it up, they're like, what is the chance of people going to be a great pedestrian and return it to whoever they lost it?
You know? I actually did that one time.
Yeah, I did that one time.
And it was recently.
But I kind of regretted it at the same time, because then I thought about what I could do with it.
See,
but then I played karma into that role,
mm-hmm.
and it's just like, what happened if that was me and I lost like $500?
Right.
And that could have been spent towards like a bill, or, you know, that could have been spent elsewhere, or someone needed it more than I did.
Did I ever tell you what happened with my situation at Chandler Mall?
Oh yeah, I think you did. It was like around like
60,
the Nike
yeah,
store.
Like $60. It was crazy. And I
knew you could have got it, and you know, could have went to the clearance rack, could have had a nice good day.
But speaking of karma, I had instant karma that day, because I was walking around. It was $60. I asked like three people around me, like, yo. They were like, kiosk. I'm like, did you see somebody drop this? No. So I'm leaving. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to keep this. And so I was leaving, and I'm coming down the escalator to go out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And there's three teenage girls standing in front of me, and they're like, oh, my gosh, I lost my money. I think I lost it by Wetzel's Pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, there's a Wetzel's Pretzels receipt in my hand with that cash. So I'm like, ah. So I asked her, how much did you lose? She was like, $60. I was like, then this must be yours then. So I gave it back to her. I mean, I felt pretty good about it, but I was like, instant karma. That said, give it back. Do not keep it. You know, so it's funny you say that.
Yeah, that's true. And
I'm the nice guy, though, I guess.
Yeah. Well, it feels good when you do so, like, you know, because, like, you pick up that money and you're thinking about what you could do with it, and knowing that that could have been someone else, like, you know, so...
See, I think with the risk with doing crypto, though, in that sense, you're not going to necessarily lose it like physical cash, right?
Yeah, unless someone actually logs into your account and be like, you know what, I think I want to be generous and send myself,
right,
know, whatever that they had in their wallet. And you'd be like, all right, since it's untrackable, you know, it's great. You know, for all you scammers that's out there and you guys are using, you know, Bitcoin, don't use cash. Just use Bitcoin. That's my only advice, but I would not suggest that you guys should be doing that. But
you ain't heard it here.
Yeah, you did not hear from here. So if you're thinking about it, don't do it. It's going to come back.
When we're looking at, like, when we're trading cryptos,
yeah,
we see the volatility and how it's been over the past couple months, maybe almost like what, a year.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since it reached its peak and started dropping, that volatility, it's up, it's down, it's up, it's down.
Oh yeah.
So that like tends to worry me.
One of the few pairs that's really hard, especially when it comes to technical analysis on it.
Mm-hmm.
It identifies like a lot of the patterns, but it's fueled a lot with fundamentals. I would say 88% of the time.
Okay.
Like, yeah, market structure, cool, but like coming down to being patient when it comes with market structure, and finding out the liquidities, where to get into the entries, becomes very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're waiting to look for a pattern, you're going to be waiting forever, because it might come down and reject shorter than expected, and then all of a sudden just take down and come down with full momentum. And then you could have been like, damn, that could have been my entry. Yeah. I could have had that set. But like, trading with cryptos, I remember when, this is really interesting. I think I probably told you, I don't know if I did tell you about this, but when I started trading Ripple, and that's when everyone was so nervous. Mm-hmm. But me, like, I traded all currency pairs, all of them. Every pair that you could probably think of, I traded it all. You made money on all of them. But it was something about trading crypto was very enticing, right? So that's when it was very volatile. So I remember using a $5 lot on it. I'm talking about really fast. And then I was up almost about like 20, I think it was up 15K. If I actually held on to it, it would have been up to 50K. In less than, you know, 3 minutes, like, it was like fast. And I'm like, wow, this is ridiculous. And this is when a lot of people weren't trading Ripple like that. People were like actually scared. Mm-hmm. But for the people that had participated in it, it was so rewarding. But it's not as volatile how it was, because now it's not like so much volume is being pumped into it, and people are, you know, that's how basically all crypto got started. It's just with the hype. Everyone is like, yeah, it's going up. So you know what people are doing that have huge capital? Investing into it.
Yeah.
And pushing it. And that volume is going up. You know, if people are not believing in it and they're pulling huge sums, you know, and it's just like causing, you know, a big shift to the market going up and down. So
when you say that there's not as much volume as what there used to be, do you think that's because of the unstable movements?
Yeah, I think so. It's unstable movements. Not enough investors, especially with huge capitals, because the people that have the most, you know, have the most cryptos are really kind of really controlling the market. Mm-hmm. So if they decide to put up at least like half of it, then you're going to expect like a huge pullback to actually happen, you know, because of that one person. One person could actually just affect the entire market. And then it has to come down to correct itself, right?
Yeah.
So then people are like, oh, great, this is a great time to buy. Invest back into it, and then you see a nice push up to the upside. So, but as of now, like, you know, we've been seeing big pushes and seeing after it makes a big push, consolidate, and then break down to where it, the initial move that started it. So, so it's been really up and down with a lot of fundamentals, I would say, and, you know, investors investing in and pulling out.
So where do you want to see crypto go? Do you want it to replace the dollar, or do you want it to be a competing currency?
I do. Like, I just feel like it'll be better for everyone. Mm-hmm. It'll be a brand new market for a lot of people, because everyone is so familiar with, you know, just with the U.S. dollar as it is, and crypto is a complete brand new market. You know, it's something that we haven't had ever since when it came out. So we've been dealing with the U.S., you know, market for decades, you know. So, like, this is something brand new. This is not like anyone could be like, yeah, I'm a full expert on it. Right. I've been studying it for years, because no one knows.
Right.
You know, and when you have that curiosity behind it, it becomes very enticing. Right. You know, and it becomes like, wow, like, I could actually, this could be like my breaking point, you know. Mm-hmm. So just being patient, knowing the right time to invest, you could reap the benefits. So whoever that invested Bitcoin from the beginning and they held on to it,
well, that thing is supposed to go back. It's supposed to be going back up anyway.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm looking at, you know, around March or May, we should see a lot of big momentum with investors pushing the cryptocurrencies, you know, hopefully up to like 80,000-90,000 a coin.
So you think it's going to be that soon? It's going to be sooner than later?
Yeah, I think it's going to be sooner than later. It's just like, it's just been kind of like really been overdue since everyone was expecting this year for cryptos to take off and it didn't.
I think it's based on the recession that people are looking for.
Yeah, so they're, you know, a lot of investors have been pulling out, you know, from the stock market has been affecting. And then we have a lot of like the trade wars. And of course you have with Brexit, you know, all that happening. So like everyone is just like kind of like on a standstill. And then of course, then you have Christmas coming right around the corner. So you think people are going to be wanting to invest around that time? No.
No.
So they are going to invest after, you know, we have the re-election happening, having back to workflow. So brand new year, what people are going to do right when Christmas is done, right?
Annual
bonuses, people are going to be turning up. Mm-hmm. People are going to be wanting to buy. Why? It's a whole new year. Yeah. Excuse to get drunk. So the economy is getting all these people buying liquor, food, everything else. And then it basically is just resetting the start of the year.
Right. Now, what was it told you? When you use the Bitcoin machine, did you withdraw or did you deposit? And how much did that cost you for that? About 10%. See, those are the type of things that worry me. There's no regulations on those charges. When you're using an ATM, you get charged a dollar fee, right? Whether it's $250, $350, or whatever it is, right? But when you're talking 10%, that is kind of eye-opening. If I'm going to deposit $1,000, that means you're going to keep $100 just because I'm using an unregulated source.
Yeah. There's no cap
on ATMs, though, either. Exactly. There's so many competing ATMs that are out there when you're talking about banks.
Yeah.
That if you charge, unless it's like, I've the most I've seen that I've actually used was a $5 fee. Right, so Vegas is like yeah, that, right? So what do you do?
That becomes to supply and demand right there. They know everyone's gonna be drunk, taking a full advantage of the situation. So why not make an extra, you know, $12 off every charge? Like,
and I get that.
Why do you think food is so damn expensive as well too? Because everyone is drunk, 60% or 70% of the day, like. Especially the summertime, it's even worse. Like,
I get that, and I think that's a great opportunity to capitalize on that option.
Yeah.
But when you have so much competition that's going out there, the vast majority of people will go just to their regular bank.
Mm-hmm.
They'll look for a Wells Fargo or a Chase, and that's
Google
why
you're, it, put that on your on your maps and be like, we're going.
Unless they're just feeling
not going
lazy.
To no ATM.
Like, exactly. If I go if I go to the casino out here, I'm going to the bank before I even go. Because I'm not paying that big ass fee.
I used to be that person when I only had like $100 in my account, and I looked at Chase ATM. I was like, $3 my ass. Like, you know, like I'm going to my bank. If I have to drive to my own bank to withdraw money, then
But see, that's my point. When you have only a couple Bitcoin machines that are out there right now, and they can charge a percentage of what you're doing, that's like, different than a flat fee.
Yeah. Especially if you're the only ones,
right?
Then you really capitalizing,
right? And that's the type of stuff that I'm talking about that concerns me. Where is it really all that great? Or
who knows if there are other companies that do create their own crypto machines, ATMs, and they charge less? Do you know how much more of a demand that is?
Like, oh yeah. No, absolutely. It's gonna take somebody to come in and say, well, I'm not going to charge 10%. I'm going to charge 8%.
And it all starts with word of mouth.
Right.
Like, yo, go to 89th Street. Like,
but that's where I'm looking at in the upcoming year, and why I asked, do you think it's going to go that fast? It's going to be coming up that quick where, you know, Bitcoin is going to have a huge impact, you know, come, you know, mid-year next year.
Mm-hmm.
I only know of like maybe two of those Bitcoin machines. We don't have enough competition out there for me right now to be like, ooh, yep, I'm going to Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, me being in my old ways, I am going to be like, well, I'm still going to go to Chase for right now.
Yeah, because like, I just feel like a lot of people are not educated on crypto yet. So that's the reason why there's not so many that's being developed out there, or people are taking advantage. Like people like in my generation knows what crypto is. You know, they're familiar with Coinbase. You know, they've heard about crypto, but just don't have the proper knowledge of how to go about it, mm-hmm. you know? So like everything is there if people apply the knowledge, and they could take full advantage if they really wanted to, mm-hmm. but it just goes to the lack of our generation of not being knowledgeable on crypto yet.
So if that's the case, and it's that effect of jumping into the deep end before you learn, those are the type of things that I'm talking about that I want to see. I want to see the bad happen to be able to fix and make it better.
Yeah.
Before I actually say I'm going to take my money out of Chase. And mm-hmm. once that happens and I'm like, all right, well, I see where this is going. Unless Chase closes down, or unless, you know, Wells Fargo or Bank of America close down tomorrow, mm-hmm. I still have to rely on them for the time being.
Yeah.
You know, so
like,
I would love to see the change.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. It's not right now.
Yeah, I think it might not. We might see like the volume of Bitcoin going up, but I think it's gonna take a few years, mm-hmm. especially how greedy our government is.
Yeah.
So, for them to be more open minded to it, it's gonna take a few years for some change. Because if we can't even get a woman as a female president, what makes you think we're gonna try to change our whole, you know, currency?
Major like, facts. Major
like,
facts.
We're that stubborn about having a female as being our president. Like, it's just like, you know, I think we're just being a little bit too close-minded to what could be better.
Yep.
So
maybe we need somebody that would be, you know, running an office that's in the that lower age. You know, somebody that's like, hey, they don't need to go through all the bullshit politics, mm-hmm. all the ranks and everything like that. And they're like, hey, you know what? I'm a progressive type of individual. Mm-hmm. This is what I'm going to bring to the table.
Yep.
And let's say they're in their early 30s and they can actually make some change. If we could step back and say that that's an opportunity, mm-hmm. but we have to get rid of lobbyists for that. We have to get rid of all the extra bullshit that comes around with politics to be able to be open-minded that way.
Yeah.
And that's where I think we lose out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that they're not open-minded. It's the fact that they don't want to give it the chance.
Yeah.
So,
why fix it if it's not broken?
Right. You know, let's bring somebody that's you know, willing to accept big company money to be able to push through some bullshit product.
Mm-hmm.
Right. To be able to pass this bullshit law, you know, stuff like that, because that's what it's all literally, like, for me, bribery.
Yeah.
That's all I'm seeing. But that's politics for you. I mean, we're never going to change the politic portion of it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that if somebody wakes up and actually says, hey, I'm going to make the change, cool, bring the change on. I'm with that.
Yeah.
I'm definitely with that. I'm always with progression, but in the positive light, mm-hmm. I don't want to see progression with bullshit. Sorry, I didn't mean to get too political there for you.
No, sure. Like, that's what it comes down to. Like, you know, politics is just always going to be right there.
Well, yeah. I've been told this joke many times where if you break down the word politic, what does the word poly mean? One. What is a tick? A bloodsucker. So, look, you got one person that's a bloodsucker.
Wow, we're dropping nuggets
on
politics.
I'm saying.
Woo!
I'm saying.
I know about that one.
So, I mean, so however you want to break it down.
We're a poly sucker. I was playing.
Oh, man, I'm weak.
But yeah, that makes sense. Like, you know, how just everyone in the office is just, you know, being very selfish. And that's mm-hmm. what it really just comes down to, so.
Yep.
But, yeah, it's just really, it's going to take, like, years, like, I feel. For cryptos, like, even though I want it to be faster than expected, but, you know, we could only allow our imaginations to run to a certain point. So, but if it comes down together and they could somewhat have, like, kind of like a blueprint,
mm-hmm.
That'd be actually a good start.
Yeah, the effects to it could be completely mind-blowing, like we're talking about the stock markets. What happens with stock markets then?
Yeah.
You know, what happens with interest rates? What happens with the way that our current currency that everybody is completely used to and has been used to for, you know, many, many years?
Mm-hmm.
What are we going to do now?
Yeah.
I can tell you anybody that's in the ages that are older than me.
Yeah, they're not going to know.
They're all going to have heart attacks.
Yeah, they're going to be like,
they don't even know about email. Mm-hmm. We'll give them a cryptocurrency.
What the hell?
Talking about paperless, like, they're like, what's that?
Right.
You know?
I need my statement every month.
Yeah, I need it mailed to me. Like,
Go to the web and log in. What? Like, I could do that?
Not a lot of old people are tech savvy, so, you know, that's why they have kids, right?
Right.
You know, they'd be like, Preston, you know, can you help me? And you're like all the way in the other side of the country and you're taking your time to log in and tell you word for word. Like, trust me, my mom still does that to this day sometimes.
Mine does too.
And it's just like, you know, I'm running a business. Like,
so mine's in Detroit, calls me and asks me, why can't your brother get a hold of me? Because every time he calls me.
You know, they make you feel like you're the middleman.
I don't know.
Not no middleman. Like, we have a cellular device, you know? There's a number that you can click, you can call, you can leave a voice message, you know, you can shoot a text, there's an email, you can go on Facebook. The person's online. Like, you have options.
I was just surprised she was like, look, if it happens to you, I don't pick up when you call, just text me. Yeah, I was like, what? I could text you?
Oh, if you don't pick up, something got to go down. Like, something's going down.
Right.
Like, you know, is everything okay? Like, so. Yeah. That's what it comes down to, you know.
Well,
so, little advice for you guys. Just be tech savvy. Just try to catch up. Don't be left behind.
Absolutely.
If we're going to get crypto, it's only going to get confused with you.
Yeah. So, don't be naive to the changes. Yeah. Be open to the changes. Learn it. Take some time to learn it. I mean, right now, I mean, when we're trading it, we can learn how it moves to trade it. Mm-hmm. I'm cool with that. But I definitely try to keep my ear to the street when it comes to what's happening with it. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, for those that want to ignore it like it's never going to happen.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's going to be a rude awakening when it does. Guy. Yeah, don't be. Definitely.
So yeah, I think that wraps up the episode for 15.
Yeah, I hope it gets people to think like where we're headed.
Yeah, take action now. Like, okay, Arnold. Are you going to say go get the chopper now? Wow. Hey. this guy. But yeah, so what should we talk about for episode 16?
I don't know. We got a week to think about that, I guess. Yeah, we can leave it as a surprise.
We should get some good topics, you know.
Yeah. Or maybe have somebody come in here and speak.
Yeah.
I know Payam's been looking forward to get on there.
Oh, he got an idea. He's scratching his beard. He say he has an idea. Oh.
There you go.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, I think we should wrap it up. I think that's a good place to leave it at.
Yep.
And see where we go from here.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right.